They are the two big important movements in the church for separation. The time of Christmas is the time of Easter. Each one of these occasions will begin with the reparation. Before the Easter, we have the Lenten season. Before the Christmas, we have the Advent. But however, the Advent season, there are only 4 weeks. It's much shorter than Lenten season. In today, first Sunday of Advent, also the beginning of liturgical years, new liturgical years of the church, years A. The gospel we just heard about, to be awake. I just imagine we listen to this gospel that had written more than 2,000 years ago. And how do you feel that after 2,000 years, nothing happened? The second coming of the Lord still not yet. Some people maybe give up. So how do we understand this coming? Of course, to separate Christmas, to remind us the first coming of the Lord as the baby Jesus in the manger. The Lord that to be with us. Also to remind us for this second coming. So my time, I just ask myself, maybe I have not yet seen that second coming at the fullness of time, but I may die before that. So that also for me, that's the second coming. So second coming, the gospel today that Jesus uses the parable of their owner, they haven't known which moment that the thief will come to visit his house. Yes, in our life too. We may have many things to guarantee our life. But to be honest to ourselves, we may have experienced that life is up and down. We as women will be very holy, but in another moment we may be a sinful person. We did the bad job, the bad thing. So life always up and down. Nothing can guarantee us. So this example of Jesus that to make sure that no one know, the moment that if the owner know the thief came, for sure he will be awake. So to be awake means always to open ourselves to the presence of the Lord, to his providence in our daily life. The Lord that have created from the very beginning the human being out of his goodness and love. Even when the human being fell down because of sins, he sent his only beloved son to reconcile to his father, merciful father. So dear brother and sister, as we begin of this Advent, the time of grace, let the church to put ourselves in the presence of the Lord, especially also to see the presence of the Lord in all the movement of our daily life, especially also in others. I just have a great chance to experience your Thanksgiving here last week. I think it was a very beautiful moment. For us Vietnamese, we are more important in the Lunar New Year, under the time of gathering all together, the family, the relatives. The present, I think, important. We may have the great ambition, desire to have many other things, or even to have a good project, you want to complete my project, everything. But the goal of our life is not on those things. Of course, it's necessary for our life, but the goal is life. So sometimes I have to be honest with myself as well. To be a priest, not life same. Like Pope Francis used to say, it's not the official, not only to do the work, but to be experienced, to live, to be with others. So really, brother and sister, let's ask the Lord to give the grace to recover that dignity, the true children of God, to be. First, to be with the Lord. Let's open our heart. To be awakened means to be with Him. So the last coming of the Lord, it means that we are living the plenitude of time where we can find the true happiness, true peace, that nothing can separate it from the love of Christ, as St. Bon said. St. Augustine, one of the great saints of the history of the Church, used to say, God had created us for Him, and our heart is restless until it rests in Him. So our life is a true journey until that we reach to our true home, which is heaven, as St. Bon said. We are all citizenship in this world. Our true citizenship is in heaven.